We are in that Dalet Amud Beis. We'll finish the Amud, and I'd just like to learn the Tosfos and the Tav. Mi'kare didine pirche sheken yaitza bekesef. The Gemara had asked, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that a yish is niknas bekesef? We can make a kal v'chaima from Amma Ivriya. Ma Amma Ivriya sheni niknes bebiya niknes bekesef zu sheni niknes bebiya ein eidin shetikna bekesef. So then the Gemara said, Yevama teichiyach sheni niknes bebiya veni niknes bekesef. So then, Mali Yevama Shekein ein Niknes B'Shtar, aber Isha that's Nikne B'Shtar could be, is Nikne B'Kesef. Tamud Loima Ki Yikach Ish Isha. So the Gemara says, why do you learn that? We have a Kal V'Chayma. So the Gemara, so Ravashi said, Mi Yikora Dedine Pirche Mehecha Kamais Islo Ma'om Evriya. The whole Kal V'Chayma is Ma'om Evriya, Ma'om Evriya Shekein Yoitza B'Kesef. So this is the Pirchan the Kal V'Chaimel. Ma'alom Avrisha ken Yoitza B'Kesef. So Rashi had said Pshat in this Pirche, Shepoide es Atzmo B'Toich Sheish, V'Hoyo B'Chesef Choshuv Bo Lifdoiso Choshuv Nami L'Knoiso. So the Pashtis, it would seem that Pidyon Kesef is the reverse of Kinyon Kesef. So by Om Ivriya I say that with Kesef she could be paid to herself. So therefore if she has Kinyon Kesef to be kind herself, she can also be Nikne B'Kesef. But by Isha, that she does not go out with Kesef, so L'Chayre, she can't be Nikne with Kesef either. Zuktaisvis hu adin the motzi laminke shekein yoitza v'sheish v'yoivu v'simone. The Gemara could have said another pirche, another kule that Om Evriya has over Isha. Now we have to understand what is pshat in this kule. So the Mefarshim say this is a different type of a kule. This kule means that an Om Ivriya is a Kinyan Zmani. Account, it only lasts a certain period of time. When the Sheish, she goes out. Simonim, she goes out. Yovel, she goes out. So the whole Kinyan is a Kinyan Zmani, a Kinyan Lizman. So for a Kinyan Zmani, so Kesef is also good. But here you have to make a Kinyan Eilami. You have to make a kinyan la'ilam. So who says kesef is good? Right, I saw today the Chaim HaKadosh says, on this week's parsha, a yesod I once heard from B'Shem Agoin Rabufs and Shlita. He said, Amir de Kehore, that we learn out the makir of kinyan kesef, we learn out from Stei Ephraim. So he said, it's a modern meiser. Stei Ephraim, Avraham Avinu was purchasing a Beis HaKvoris, so if you want to know that a Isha is Nikne B'Kesef, you learn out from a Beis HaKvoris, it's a Mubna Maise. So he said, the Torah wanted to be Meramis, that it's a Kinyan Adei Ad. It's a Kinyan after the Misa also. It's not only a Kinyan till the Misa. It's a kinyan after them, unless there's a heter of Mises Abal, but al koponim, without the heter of Mises Abal, let's say if the Isha dies first, so the mice, it's a kinyan eilomi, the Chaim HaKadosh says it in this week's parsha, parsha's vayetze. So, al koponim, so that is what Tosfos is saying over here. In order to create a kinyan eilomi, which is not only on this world, it's lo'il mayad. That could be kesef is not enough. You're bringing a guy from Om Ivriya, that's only a Kinyan's money. So why did the Gemara mention the Pirche of Yoytze Bekeset? Al Nechel El Mifrech Pirche De Shaiche Af Be Shivcha Knanis. Because he wants to say, that means if we would only make this Pirche of Ma Lo Mavriya Sheken Yoytze Be Yoyvul, so I'll say fine. From Mama Ivri, I can't learn Akinyin Kesef. Let me learn Akinyin Kesef from Shifra Knanis. With this Kal V'chaima. Madoch, Shifra Knanis, that's not Nikna Bibi, is Nikna Bekesef, Isha Shaniknas Bibi, and Adinsha Tikna Bekesef. And there I wouldn't have a Pircha Shiken Yaitzebi Yaivu, because a Shifra Knanis is also Akinyin Al Kaponim, Bisnachal Tamoisim Adnechem Achechem Lareshus Achuze. So therefore, al nechel al mitrach pirche de shaycha v'shit chaknanis. Ava mozul lemevet kal v'chayme m'shit chaknanis. Lo shaychi pirche de simonim v'sheish v'yoybo. And we have this pirche of ma'ale shit chaknanis or ma'ale omo sheken yoytze b'kesef. Now we'll see later from Taisus Bapei that it would seem Taisus did not learn like Rashi. That Hohoyel v'choshev l'knoisa, choshev l'ftoisa, choshev nam l'knoisa, Taisus Tachsme learned another lomdus in Gansen. That's also, there's a klishus in the Kinyan, if I can force the koine to sell me back, that's the chiddush of giroin keset. So it is a kinyan, what is not a kinyan hechloti. That means it's always biyad, the eved or the shivcha to be mafkiya the kinyan mikan al habet. So that's also a shvacha kinyan. Hashain came by issues. We don't have this. So memele. So that is why. So about kaponim. So this pircha of yaitzu bekesef is not only applicable to Talmei Briya, it's applicable also to Shivcha Knanis, and that's why the Gemara chapped on this Pircha, so we'll have a teretz that one should not want to make a Kal V'chaima from Shivcha Knanis. Hiksha Rav Yaakov Me'alayim. Akati Lama Li Kiyikach. Why do you need the Kiyikach, the Gzeir Shavet? Neheda Lai Motzi Yalif Mikal V'chaima. Fine. We can't learn that from the Kal V'chaima. We have a pircha mikomokim neilef meikesha sheikisha la'oma ivriya ve'im acheres yikach loy. There's a hekish that om ivriya is hukash to eishes ish. Acheres is going on eishes ish. Hikisha akosav la'acheres kadisa lekamo. So in Mela there's a hekish eishes ish to om ivriya. So now I have a new mekor, mekor, on Kinyan Kesef, there's a posuk v'Oma Vri from v'Hevda, and now I have a hekish to Oma Vri, say noch anami mitzat kal v'chaimer from Oma Vri, I have a pilche, ma'al Oma Vri sheken yaitze b'kesef, but I have a hekish to Oma Vri, and we have a klale mishivin al hekish. Ma'om aniknis bekesef, avish aniknis bekesef, day mishimen ala hekesh, you can't ask any kashas on a hekesh. V'eshloim edim a hekesh l'chut, hava mina de loisagi beprute, ad shiyehei beis prutes kudabinem ba'om ha'ivriya kudamuchach lekamon. So Taisus answers that if we would learn from a hekesh from om ha'ivriya, so the amount of money that would be necessary to be koinani should be two prutas. Because weiter, it's muchach that by Om Ivriya you need kesef horoi legiroin. You need kesef horoi legiroin. So the minimum amount of kinyin kesef by Om Ivriya is two prutas. So if I learn out from the hekesh, I would need two prutas. That is why the Gemara did not want to, that's why if he has any, the Kicha Kicha Mizdeyefri. Now the Marsha asks a very pertinent question. Taisus just threw in a monkey wrench in the limud from Oma Ivriya. She says, well, really you have a hekish tam evriya, but if you learn now from mom evriya, it'll come out you'll need two putas, so the whole sugi is shver. The mom says, I have a kalvachayma from mom evriya, so why do you need a posik? So the mom should have said, if you have, the kalvachayma from mom evriya, I would think you need two putas, that's why you need kicha kicha. This kasha the Marsha asks. I will not go into the Marsha's teretz, but I'd like to say a teretz from Nachshon Rav Yochanan says this teretz. A lomdish teretz. The teretz goes as follows. If the limud is that I learn now with a kalvach oimer that Isha should zicha have the kinyonim that Om Evriya has, so now Isha is Amadri is not nikna bibi, nikna bekesef. So Isha is nikna bibi, zicha nikna bekesef. So zicha, by Isha, there should be kinyan kesef. Now, kinyan kesef is lamaise, a puta, that is kinyan kesef. That what Oma Ivriya, lamaise needs two putas, that's altaloche, you need kesef haroi legiroim. So that's why in the kinyan of Om Evriya you have to, if there's such a condition that you need kesef horoi legeroi, so that's why you need two putas. But if I'm learning a kal v'chomer that madoch Om Evriya has kinyan kesef, so Isha should have kinyan kesef, so the, how much kesef one will need by Isha is kesef, is a shava puta. I by Om Evriya there's a need for two putas, that's als the halach of kesef haroi legiroin, which we need by Om Evriya, which is not at all necessary and not at all applicable by Isha. So Mamela, by the limud of the kal v'chomer is that the kinyan that Om Evriya has, Isha also says, kinyan kesef is b'shava puta. Now there's another halach, the kinyan has to be two putas. Als the new halacha b'mavriya need kesef haroi legiroi. But if I learn that from a hekish, then we have a klal in mishivin al a hekish. We don't make any cheshbonis that isha is hukish l'mavriya. So whatever is by b'mavriya is here. So if there the amount is two prutas, here the amount is also two prutas. There's a cheshbon. We don't make cheshbonis. And mishivin al hekish means I learn out Isha from Oma, period. That is, that's what Rabbi Chanan says this teretz. This is one teretz. Rabbeinu Nisanul teretz. And Nisanul says another teretz. Kiven de lo yadanu, de Oma Evriya nitnis pekesef elmi vehefta. The whole makir that Oma Evriya is nitne pekesef is me vehefta. The hoyul viyoitze pekesef, nitnis pekesef, that's the makir. Layafina minei kinyan shall isha, lafisha bi tziyos aine yaitse bekesef kamei omo ivriya. That means, so lachayre, pshat and taisvis is as follows. The din of a hekish is that al tztaloch of hekish, whatever is kosuv by one, is keilu it's nichtav by the other. That is the halacha of a hekish. Now, so the Rabbein in the Sandal says it doesn't say anywhere that an Om Evriya is nikne bekesef. It says vehevda, and from vehevda I can figure out that Om Evriya is nikne bekesef also. That's al cheshbon. But the hekish, I won't make the hekish to a cheshbon. I'll make the hekish to what says by Om Evriya. And then I can make the cheshbonis, but the hekish has to be to what Allah is mentioned by Om Evriya. By Om Evriya it says vehevdo. And from there I can derive that Isha is also, that Om Evriya is nikne bekesef. But if the vehevdo doesn't apply by Isha, because you have a posik, v'seifa misgareshes, vei misgareshes bekesef, so vehevdo doesn't apply, so you can't make a hekish. You can't make a hekish to Om Evriya to the din which is derived from the vehevda. If the vehevda alone, you can't be makish, because since the vehevda doesn't apply by Isha, so you can't make a hekish to the din that is derived from vehevdo bayom ibriya. That is the svar of the Rabbeinu Nesanu. Ma la'oma avriya, the next taisvis, shekein yoitza bekesef. The Gemara at Estapilcha, ma la'oma avriya, shekein yoitza bekesef. You're learning out Isha from Oma. Oma Ivriya is Yaitza Bekesef, so that's why it's Nikna Bekesef. Vim Taima, Nailef Kesef, Nibiya. Don't learn out Isha from Oma. Let us learn out the Kinyonim alone. Uma Biya, She'ein Koine Ba'oma Ivriya, Koine Be'isha. Kesef shekoyne b'ama ivriya nedin sheyikne b'isha. That means this Kal V'chaymer is telling me, in other words, that Kinyan Kesef is superior to Kinyan B'ya. Kinyan B'ya doesn't work alone, but b'ama ivriya doesn't work. Afal pikein, even though it's not such a exclusive Kinyan, it doesn't work all over, by Isha it works. So Kesef, that works even by Oma. So Kesef is a better Kinyan than Bia. Then I'm not learning Isha from Mama, I'm learning Kesef from Bia. So then the Spicha of Mala Oma Shekan Yaitse Bekesef will follow. Bia Shloim Aki Kolshken Dikala Mifrach Yevama Teichia Shanitnes Bebia Vein and Niknes Bekesef. So Mamela, if you're proving from your Kal V'chaima that Kinyan Kesef is better than Kinyan Bia, and in other words, wherever Bia will help, Kesef will zich help. So Yevama is a true Haychach and Pirche that this statement is not true. Bia is Koine and Kesef is not Koine. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha. Why do you need the two psukim by Kesef? We have Yotzach Hinam Ein Kosef, which is Ein Kesef Lodem Zeh, and then we have Ki Yikach. So why do you need both the Roshis? So the Gemara said, Heiche, I would think, but only say V'Yotzach Hinam, Heiche D'Yovo L'Didei V'Kidashtoi. I would think that if she gave him the money and she was Mekadosh him, it should also be good. Perish Bekuntas, Shaymeres Arei At Mekudosh Li. That's what Rashi says. Vikidashtai means she gives him money and she says Arei At Mekudosh Li. Bekoshe, Shrei Beish Einei Neufel Loshen Kiddushin, Shrei Sheinesa bekach l'shar noshim. So this loshim bechlau doesn't make sense that an isha should asa the husband to marry other women, because there's no such concept by ishus. So memele the loshim of v'kidashtoi re'ata mekudosh li. V'kidashtoi, the Rashi says re'ata mekudosh li is a very unclear how the such a loshen bechlal is not applicable by Yishus. When we learned Rashi, we wanted to say that could be mekudosh li means miyuchedly, the way Rashi, the way Taisus says that beizam et beiz, kudesh is miyuchedes mezumenesli, and miyuched means like v'hoyu lebosar echod, that each one is miyuched to the other one. So it could be mekudesh is Aloshin Yuchedus Mezumenis. Not that the Rabbonon de Ketaych, the Osa Lei Akul Alma Kehegdish. Al Kaponim, Taisi did not want to learn like that, so Taisi says the Loshin is very schwer. V'yesh Lefore Shemeres Arei Ani Mekudeshes Loch. That Yovel the Didei means, and she said the Kidashtoi means, she said Arei Ani Mekodesh Esloch. That means there is a din amire in the Kicha Vishus. So without Kiyikach, I would think that she could say Arei Ani Mekodesh Esloch. Period. V'tzarech loyma. So that's one machloikis. Rashi says pshat that she said harei ata mekudesh li. That doesn't make sense. Tosfos says no, it means harei ani mekudesh eslach. V'tzarech loyma the other. Now then Tosfos says another problem. V'tzarech loyma the other l'tidei lav davke. How the Gemara says without kiyikah, I would think she could give money. How could I think such a thing that she could give money? The pasuk is speaking about that the father is receiving the money. So you see, after from that pasuk, I know that she's the recipient of the money, not that she's getting the money. So also lav davke shereviy mekabel kedushin ela reitzel loyma va'omra. The Gemara doesn't mean that the ikka the Gemara means one thing. She said areini mekadeshes loch. Like Tosfos, the whole Gemara is very lav davke according to Tosfos. The havamina would be without kiyikach that he'll zicha give the kesef, and that's pashut because from the pasuk of the Yotzachinim and Kosev, I know that the father is the recipient of the kesef. So Emerson Rashi favorim that Rashi said, given the kesef of it issues, Mali, what's the difference if he gives, if she gives, that's what Rashi said. Now, by the last year I had mentioned, I was under the impression I saw a goyin, and I wanted to explain this Rashi with a goyin. Baruch Hashem, I found the goyin. It wasn't a fantasy of mine. The Perish Hagro al HaTorah brings the goyin in Parshas Kisisa. He brings a goyin in the Perish Hagro al HaTorah. They bring a goyin in Parshas Kisisa. And there the goyin says, Amor de Kezach, he says this Yesod. He says, the Inyan of Kesef Kedushin is that the Ish gives to the Isha something that belongs to him, and Kol Zman she has in her possession what belongs to him, Harei Hu Tafus Biyado. So it's considered she doesn't have him in her hands, but she has the money that he gave her, which is Bim Kaimai. So harei hu tafes biyoda. That is what the goyin says, and the goyin says amir de kizah. He says the Rabbi Shem wanted back the luchas, because kol zman the luchas were by klal Yisrael, so then the Rabbi Shem cannot be mechale klal Yisrael, because klal Yisrael has the luchas. If the luchas would have been taken, that's a nicholi vachale. Give me back the luchas. That was the time of the Rabbeinu Shlom, and Moshe Rabbeinu did not want to give back the Luchas. We're not giving back the Luchas. So Kozma, we're not giving back the Luchas, so the previous Kedushin, such to say, that the Rabbeinu Shlom is Klal Yisrael, is the Kudush one to the other, that the Rabbeinu Shlom is toughest by Klal Yisrael through the Luchas, is so the Kedushin is still intact. So that's what the goyin says. So al koponim. So we wanted to say pshat and Rashi. So we say Rashi is very good. If kesef ovid issues, that would be the havamina. The havamina would be that's al koponim, the gather of issues, that the baal is tofus eitzalishtoi. So you can make it the other way around also. If the tachlis of issues is v'hoyu lebosarecho, they're one unit, so it can become one. If he's tofus biyado, and it could also become one if she's tofus biyado. So if kesef ovid issues, mali, what's the chilek? If she gives, if he gives, it should be the same. The kesef ovid issues, mali kesef, dinay mali kesef, that's what Rashi says. So Rashi, for him, for Tosfos Kashi, Tosfos Bechlal did not want to accept such a pshat. So Melusa Tosfos says, I'd never ever have a mina that she could give the money. So the whole Gemara Zepis Lav Davke, the whole have a mina would be that she should say, Hare Ani Mekodesh Eslach. Now there's a Shreklech Kashe that Achroinim ask.
So the way Tosfos said pshat na gemara, there's a few lav davkes, but al koponim, the havamina, without kiyikach, would have been as follows. The money is he has to give. That's no shayla. Now, I had a havamina, he could give the money, and she'll say, when she read, areyanim, kodesh is loch. And that would be good. That's the havamina. It says kiyikach, that the whole kich of ishus, which includes the amire, also has to be through him and not through her. That's the havamina without the kiyikach, and that is what the kiyikach is telling us. So in other words, the kiyikach is telling us, nosan hu, the amra hi, is no good. That's what the kiyikach is telling us. Zichah, there's no havamina that he has to give the money. That's Thomas and Oshar. There'd be a havamina that she could say that Hareyanim Kodesh is law, and that's Kikach tells us now. So, the Gemara says that Heyam it bays, Nosan hu va'omro hi, the Gemara is a sofik, a sveike. Sofik, Hashina. So it's a pachad noire. I mean, if you learn that at him it bays, you don't know if it's good, if it's no good. And look at this, that bell them it bays. That bell no it bays. So Bukhanan says a very long dish at Eretz, but he gets stuck and he blies by Tzorchim. So let's first say over his long dish at Eretz. So he says, the Gemara and that dalit of a days without the posik, the gemara rahava mina that he doesn't have to make the whole ceremony of ishus. It can be split. He'll give the money. She'll declare the what the purpose of the money is. Hareini mukodesh es lo. It's good. It'll be a joint venture. Each one will contribute to the kinyan of ishus. That's a very nice rahava mina. It says in the posik ki yikach. No, we have to hear from him. He wants kedusha. It's not from her. It's not. But we have to hear from him. Fine, that we know. So the mamela, he has to give the money. We have to hear from him that he wants to make ishus. We have to hear from him. Now, the gemara daf heyam at base, the klaza shaila nosan hu ba omrohi. The shaila of the gemara was, maybe after hearing from her and he gives, so that's called I hear from him. Sometimes actions speak louder than words. That means he's giving her money. Now why is he giving her money? So she's saying, you know, for this money Areinu Mekadesh is law. That's what she's saying, and he gives her the money. So his giving the money after her statement of Hareini Mekodesh Es Loch is saying something. He's saying, I want to marry you. She's saying such a statement. And if he does say, what? Who's Cholomsti? Who's interested in marrying you? But he does. He's quiet. He's smiling, the posing, and he gives her the money. She says, Hareini Mekodesh Es Loch. And he sincerely goes and gives the money. So from his, so this is equivalent to Omari. He can speak quietly, but actions speak louder than words. So that's the suffix in the Gemara. Zich, I have to hear from him that he wants kedusha. If he'd be deaf, and then she'll say it's zich and all good. I have to hear from him. But Fakel, him giving the money after hearing what she said, could be that's cool. So he's saying, I want to marry you. Because he's giving her after her statement. So that's a Bukhanan. So it's two different Gemaras. Now a Bukhanan asks, but it doesn't make sense to Teres. If you'll say that Nosan hu va'omrahi is good because it's considered like he's saying, he's agreeing, he's saying, so how can the Pasuk say it's no good? Lamais is good. Lamais it is good. How can the Pasuk say Nosan Hiva Omri is no good? Lamais it's good because by giving quietly it's like he's saying. So he buys by Tzorchim. So Nachman is a beautiful teretz from Davni Neza. Davni Neza wants to say as follows, that this posik that's saying Nosan hu ba'omro hi is no good, is speaking about as follows. When he gave the money, no one said anything. And then she says, after she got the money, she says, Areini mekadesh eslach. For this money that you gave me, Areini mekadesh eslach. Now, if the amira of kiddushin would be sufficient through her, so I have amira of kiddushin. So she said it. So the pasuk is telling us, Nosan hu va'omro hi is no good, because he can't have an amira from her. He has to have an amira from him. Which asked when he gave, she didn't say anything. She said afterwards. So that's what this pasuk is telling us, that amira afterwards from her will not be good. The Gemara is clearing a shayla, what if an amira b'shas maisa will be good? Could be an amira b'shas maisa is kilo, he is saying b'shas maisa. That's the shayla of the Gemara. That's how that's made of the Nezer wants to, for him for discussion. Kosav rachmone ki yikach v'le ki sikach ishalish. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk comes to tell us that Dvei Tosfos learns that we need Amira Didei and not Amira Dida. Payment. Given the Iker Kro Dechi Yikach Osa Lameima Shehi Loi Tekachenu Matzoich Lameil of Kicha Kicha Misdei Efraim Belav Ochi Shamin Alei Midachsiv Ki Yikach Vlei Ki Sikach Isho Es Ish. The Gemara is going with a hemshah. The Gemara says, listen, Kinyan Kesef, I can figure out from Kinyan Kesef, I can figure out from Viyotzachina main Kosef. So I figured that out from Viyotzachina. Now, why do you need Kiyikach? Someone says, no, Kiyikach is coming to tell us that the Amira also has to be from him. Fine. So why do you need the Gzeira Shava, Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Efrin? Kiyikach, Ish, Isha, is coming to tell us that he has to make the Kicha. The Kiyikach, Ish, Isha, the Ish has to take the Isha, whatever is involved in taking the Isha, need Amira. Fine, so he has to say it. But why do we need the Gzeira Shava? The Gzeira Shava is coming to tell us, like, here's Kesef, here's Kesef. I know that Kesef helps already. I just did not know you need his amira. So what did it say? Kikach ish isha. Why do you need the gzeira shabbat? That's Tosfos kash. Belav och ish amin lamisiv ki yikach l'kisikach ish esish. That's all what I need. Kesef is koin, I know from v'yotzachinam. V'yesh loyma di lav gzeira shabbat v'metmin n'kro d'chi yikach ish akedushin shal biyam. Avo bikidushe kesef loy beinon nosan hu v'omahu. Ochi itzog zere shove leruye d'chiyikach mairi bekesef. Lohochi beinon nosan hu v'omahu. Is Shad and Tosfos is as follows. Shad and Tosfos Teretz is as follows. The Talmid HaRashba says that if I would be unable to prove that Kiyikach is speaking about Kesef, I know Kesef helps. But in this pasuk, Pashto is speaking about Bia, Kiyikach Ishisha Ba'ola. So I would think that what the Torah was makbid, that he has to say the Amire. I mean, according to Tosfos, Kiyikach is speaking that the Amira has to be Mimenu V'loi Mimeno. That's what the Pasuk is telling us. I would think, you know, when that is by Kinyan Bia, because Kinyan Bia in Yesod is a mutual Maisa Kinyan. Both are Mishtatet in the Kinyan equally. So Memele, so the Torah wanted in the Maisa Kinyan of Ishus, he has to be the oisa of the kinyan. Now the maisa kinyan they're doing equally. So then al kaponim he has to make the maisa kicha through the amira. But by kinyan kesef, so there he's giving the money that is the kinyan. So now listen, if you give money already, money talks. So then that means he's doing enough already. The ikka kinyan is being done through him. So then I would think it's not so she's just helping along and saying, well, this money is for Kedushin. But there I would think it's not necessary for him, Bako Mikoko, that everything has to be through him. That Mira also has to be through him. I would think as long as he gives the money, that's the main, that is Mitzidoi. That is, so I would think that is sufficient. That's why the Gemara says no. This is a Shavu Kicha, Kicha Mistayefle. Afilu by the Kicha of Kesef, you need Kiyika, that the Mira also has to be Mimeno. Uba Allah Melamed Shenitnis Bebiya, the Imtaima. Fractaisa, so that's how we know. Uba Allah, that's how we know that a Yishu think of the Imtaima, Taipek Lamidarsiv Kiyika. Why do you need a ba'olo? Ki the mashman ami loshen biya k'moy kulu kiche da arayis isha she yikach es achoisoi visha lachoiso lo isikoch isha she yikach es aishis ochiv. Now all these kiches do not mean marry. All these kiches means that it was ba'olo. That's all kiche. Kedushin is not taifis with an elder. So we see the word kicha means a kicha b'ile. So why do you need the ba'olo? Yeshleima the Shani Hechadi Efshalafosha bin Yanacha Kidabinipek Noisim Esanusa. That means the word kiyikach can have two translations. Lukuchin Suvan Batoira. Stam. Ruyala Shrive, Shrive. Ruyala Kicha, Kicha. So it matters where it is used. As the terminology of Kicha can have two explanations, two understandings. So versteht sich by arayis, it means beile. Aber by kiikach ishisha could mean bafke kesef, we have a gzeir shov, but that's how I wouldn't figure out beile from this kiikach. Faktaisus im taiva vanail of mgzeir shov, the nicknas bebik, and the mini beresh abo yevim toim. Isha le baila minayin, she nikne baharo, Osye kiche kiche. We learn out that an isha is nikna behara from a gzera shava kicha kicha. We learn out by arroyis, arroz ki gmar biyim. And then by arroyis it says alosh and kicha. So we learn out kicha kicha that by an isha also the arroz ki gmar biyim. Viyash loyma. So, fine. We have a gzeir shavala maise that the hara is koine by isha, so that alone should be sufficient to teach us that be is koine. So why did you need uba'olo? Vishleimet ilav kosav uba'olo ikka bila hava gemrini mekicha da rais the kibin de kicha da hosam loy mishtoi bekinyin klal. That means even though I have a kabbalah that is a gzeire shav of kiche kiche, I would not on my own accord learn out from the kiche da arayis with this gzeire, that the gzeire shav was said also to the kiche of arayis. The kiven de kiche da hosam le mishtoi bekinyin klal. So I would not say that the gzeire shav of kiche kiche was nemra from the kicha of kicha chishisha to the kicha of arayis. Avo lecha sheva roki gmar biye gemrin en shaper. But now that we know uba Allah, we know that anisha is nikta bebiye, now we have a sophic hilchis biye. Is hera called kigmar biye, yes or no? This I can make a gzeire shav already. That means after the ba'ala, now this is only a lima to be magder. When does it have a shambiya? That I can learn out a gzeir shove. But to learn out a gzeir shove, to say that just like over there is Biyah, here it's also Biyah, since there it is not speaking about Kenyan Biyah, I would not learn out from the Gzeirah Shavah. Kozman doesn't say Ba'olah. Oma Ivriya Techiach Sheniknes Bekese Ve'eina Niknes Bebiyah. So the Gemara said, the Gemara wanted to say, Lathona the Kabbalchema from Yevome. Ma Yevome Sheniknes Bebiyah, Ma Yevome Sheniknes Bekese Niknes Bebiyah. Zu Sheniknes Bekese Ve'einedin Sheniknes Bebiyah. Well, says Amavriya Techiyah, Sheniknes Bekese Ve'einedinnes Bebiyah. Taime. So this is a pirche on the Kal Vachomer. So you're telling me that I learn out Mavach Yevome She'ina Niknes Bekesef Niknes Bebiyah Zusha Niknes Bekesef Zavad Givis Niknes Bebiyah Omei Vriya Techiyach She's Niknes Bekesef Niknes Bebiyah. So Taisu says I have the Gemara saying it should not say Uba'olah. Ya Bishosik Mi Ba'olah Hava Mina Amavriya Nami Niknes Bebiyah Mi Kal Vachomer. I would say that Amavri is nikna bebi with the same kavuchayma. The luchad is kavuchayma. The kavuchayma I'm making from Yevom Anisha, I can make from Yevom Anom Evriya. Vadach Yevom Hashemi nikna bekes of nikna bebiya, Omash nikna bekes of nikna bebiya. Dole kamo me matinen mi ve ba'olo, ba'olo zamiyut, Om Evriya. So the emerson, this kavuchayma, which is coming to teach us that an Isha and an Oma should be Nikne Bibiye. So this is a good Kal Vachomer. That what the Lefiya Emes, Oma Ivriya is not Nikne Bibiye, is from the Suba'olot, comes Lemiyutei. But now our Gemara is saying that it shouldn't say Yubo'olah. If it doesn't say Yubo'olah, so then Adarabah, so everyone is Nikta Bebiya. Amevriya, Isha. V'hoche ilu lay nichtav Yubo'olah koma. V'achshan the Gemara's kash, Yishloim doch yipor. V'loy din hu, the Gemara's kash was, now why do you need a pasuk Yubo'olah? I could figure out Bila from the Kal Vachomer. Mishamisha la yitzlech abol, odosu be Kal Vachomer. Ve'i lemu'utei oma ivriya, I need the uba'ola to be mayit oma ivriya. Lichtev kro uba'ol, let it say uba'ol. And this uba'ol is miyuta. Because I know that Bia is kaina by Isha, because they have a Kal Vachomer from Yevamah. So I would say the Ubal is miyuta, and it's coming to tell us, Imeine in Yelisha, it's coming, Lediyuki Ubal by Isha, not by Oma. The Mishamiguva Leitzorich, Veheyeseir Alomoli, so this is Nichlan the Gemara's Kasha. Now, like this, it comes out that Ubal is telling me that Isha is Nikta Bibiya. The hay is coming lemayitama. So the Gemara is the kasha. Why do you need a boil in the hay? That's how the Gemara's kasha. I have a kal vachomer to tell me that an isha is nikne the beer. Kal vachomer from Yevome. I need a limo to tell me that a omer is not nikne the beer. So that I have a ball, remain in Yelisha, name Lord Yuki Lama. So the Gemara says, but the minute you know that an Oma is not Nikne Bebiya, so you slugged up your Kal Vachomer. Mashani Eloi Kosav Elo Ubal, he goof alive also be Kal Vachomer, that would mean I'm a Vriya Techiyah. So then the Gemara said, Gemara slugged up the Seichoch, Amal Lama Shekene in Kinyon Elo Shemishos. Now the Gemara says the Kal Vachomer doesn't begin. No, because I have a pirche on the Kal Vachomer. Ma li yevome shekein zekuke v'imedes. So Tosfos in the Havamin understood pshat that since he's zokuk lehis yabein, So it's easier to be kainar. She's already zakok. It's easier to be kain. Vimtaima, beautiful. You're telling me a svore that it's easier to be kaine a yevome than an isha. A yevome is skuke, an isha is not skuke. Fine. I buy this. In fact, this is a very pertinent question. Haloi ein moyula ziki kosa linyinkese. But with this whole philosophical svore you're saying a svore that it's easier to be kaina yevama than anisha because she's loko kareti lizyab. So therefore it's easier. So mamele, you can't learn out isha from yevama. Frektach toisves. But with all your lumdis and svores, let me ask you a kash. It's very easy to be kaina yevama. Is she nikna bekesev? No, she's not nikna bekesev. It's more difficult to be kaina anisha. Yeah, sure, it's not so. Is she nikna bekesev? Yeah, she's nikna bekesev. So Taisva says, so you take all these svaralech, you stick them into the kal b'chaymer, and with this svar, I'll still make my kal b'chaymer. Ma'adach yevomen. I have moiladik svaras, but kesev doesn't help. Mitala the svaras. But B does help. So what do we see? That B is better than kesev. Isha was so difficult to be kainer, but kesev does help. No, if kesev as bisha zich help. So the soul svara of zikuke by medes, achrei kichlois akoil, it doesn't slug up the kalvochayma. I'll stick in with this cooking. I'll still make my kalvochayma. Because my kalvochayma is based on facts. Facts are, Noch alle meises, ayyavome, you can't be kind of bekesev. Anisha, you can't be kind of bekesev. So we see that Kenyan Isha, why, what, when, where, I don't know, but Kenyan Isha is easier than Kenyan Yavome, even though Anisha is not sikuk, even though Yavome is, but facts of life are that Anisha is nikta bekesev, Yavome is not nikta bekesev. So I'm back to my Kalva Chaimah, so if she's nikta bekesev, Advisha, she's nikta bebiya. So all the svaris that you're saying cannot slug up the Kalva Chaimah. This svara of skukavai medes does not help the yevam in any way that kesem should help. Vimkein calls the achnis bekal v'chayma. So I'll stick this in the kal v'chayma. So I will stick this in the kal v'chayma and make the kal v'chayma with this svara. V'nei mochi. Umay yevam. Sha'af al pi she's the kuka by medes, but einiknes bekesef, v'niknes bebiyin. Isha she'ainas the kuka, abo v'niknes bekesef, einidin she'niknes bebiyin. V'lo yazik lo ma she'ain is the kuka. That means svaris are only choshuv if you don't have facts against the svaris. But if the facts show that with all your svaris, that lemaise it's easier to be kind and isha than to be kind ayevome, so then I make my kalvachayma. Dechiyai gavnitzor chloyma perikets in the regal. Tosis proves that a svore cannot slug up a kalvachayma if the facts are against the svore. The boy lochuchi hosam, the Gemara wants to prove over there, like this, the halach is as follows. What we know, there are three facts we know. Keren, it says in the Pasuk, Keren tam peis chatzi nezik. The first three times of peis chatzi nezik. Fine. Shein v'regel we know, b'shus harabim is poter, and b'shus hanizik peis nezik shol. These are facts that we know. So now the Gemara wants to make a kal b'chaymet. The boy l'chuchi yosem, the keren mishalem b'chotzer hanizik nezik sholem mikal b'chaymet the shein v'regel. So the Gemara wants to make a kal b'chaymet to prove that keren will pay nezik sholem b'shus hanizik. And the kal b'chaymet goes as follows. The shein v'regel, the shepturim b'shus harab. Shein v'regel is poter b'shus harab. Keren pays chatzi nezik b'shus harab. Is chayovim b'shus hanizik nezik sholem. So it's chay b'shus hanizik nezik sholem. Keren shechay b'shus harab chatzi nezik. And it didn't shechay b'shus hanizik nezik sholem. So the Gemara is proving from a kal v'chaymer that Karen is more chomer than Shem Beregel. The proof of the pudding is Shusarab. Shusarab Shem Beregel is Potter. Karen is Chayim Chatzin Nezik. So if the Shvachem Mazik Shem Beregel B'Shusar Nezik pays Nezik Sholem, so Avada Gives Karen should pay Nezik Sholem B'Shusar Nezik. V'Hikshari Hosam. So the Ri asked Nikola Mifrach, I have a pirche on the, how can you learn that from Shem Beregel? That just like Shem Beregel pays Nezik Sholem, so Bishus HaNizik Karen should also pay. Listen, Shem Beregel is more chomer than Karen. Mal Shem Beregel, the Zeken Motzi. Shem Beregel is a Motzi Dike Hezik. That means this is very normal for an animal to step over food, to be Mazik. It's very normal for an animal to eat. Taima Bekeren. She'ein hazeikai motzi. And the Gemara mentions this svara. This is a svara that the Gemara mentions. Keren means that the animal got wild, got uncontrollable. This doesn't happen every 2 minutes. A hezek through Shem Beregel is motzi. A hezek through Keren is not motzi. So the Mela, how can you say, what is your kalbochim? You're saying, Madoch, Shem Beregel, is chayim, b'chotz anizik, nezik sholom. Keren abadikvis. Please, how could you learn that Keren for Shem Beregel? Shem Beregel is a much greater mazik than Keren. Shem Beregel is a zeike motzi, Keren is not a zeike motzi. So what it, that, this was the ris kasha on the Gemara. Umeforish li hosom, le'in yechiv nezik sholom, b'shus anizik, if we're speaking about that Keren should be chayim nezik sholem b'shus hanizik lav chumru lemifrach minei. She can't say, well, how can you learn that from Shem Beregel? Shem Beregel is a zeikri motzi. Sherei eini me'elis klum b'shem Beregel of chayim chatzi nezik b'shus haram kekerem. That means with all your svores that Shem Beregel is a much greater mazik, but let's look in Rishus Harabim. In Rishus Harabim, Shem Beregel is potter and Keren is chayim chatzi nezik. So I make my kalvachim. I stick all the svaris that you want in the kalvachim. And I say, ma shem v'regel, sha'ava pi shezeken motzi. Yeah, it's a mordike mazik. But, turim b'shus harab. So you see the zeken motzi, in reshus harab, it doesn't work at all. Your potter b'shus harab. Hayom b'shus hanizik nezik sholem. Keren, sha'ava pi shezeken motzi. Chayiv b'shus harabim chatzi nezik. Anything shechayiv b'chotzer nezik nezik shalom. So b'kitzer, Tosis is asking a meiradike kasha. Tosis is asking a kasha that Tosis is asking as follows: that how can you learn what is the pirch of the Gemara? The Gemara is saying you can't learn out that B is koine ba'isha kal b'chayim from Yevam because Yevam is the kuka b'medes. Mivom is easier to be kinder. She's zokok already. So Taisi says, but the facts of halacha show that with all your svaralech, Yevom is more difficult to be kinder than Isha. Yevom, you can't be kinder because of an Isha. You could be kinder because of. So my melech, I have my kavach haimas. If Isha can be kinder because of, I'll give it. She be kinder with beer. So therefore, Tosis is now going to say two new pshatim in Zekuka Vemedes. Not Zekuka Vemedes means that since it's Zika, it's easier to acquire her, it's easier to become his Yibamim. The Hachi Polish, Shekain Zekuka Vemedes Lebiya. That there is a need to make Biya in this Isha. Klaima. What does that mean? She'ike mitzvasa lahokim la'ochiv shem. This is the tachlis of the yibum. The tachlis of the yibum is that she's kuke ba'imedes labia. So therefore, since the bia over here is the tachlis of why we want this ishis to come about, Hilkach neikolo lahaknes bebiya yoisa meisha. That means, so since this is the mechuvin of this ishus over here, so therefore the Torah said that biya could be kind of the ishus, since biya is the mechuvin of the ishus. Mashen came by isha. now, Kan Shoyel HaBen, and Shulchan, what's the Mechuvim by Isha? Isn't the Mechuvim by Isha Piri V'Rivye? Also the same thing. Now, Lachim Lachim Shem. It's a different mitzvah. Piri V'Rivye. That's Lachayre the Mechuvim of Isha. So also, she's a cook of a medes labia because we need Akom Meshem. So we need Piri V'Rivye. What is the chilek between Isha and Yevamah? So, Dach Sechmir, this question I'm asking is Amachloikis, the Mordechai, and the Rosh in Ksubis. The Mordechai asks Akasha, why doesn't one make a broche by Kedushin, Lekadesh Esaisha, in a mitzvah? Why did he make a broche? So the Mordechai says, it's not the Gemara mitzvah yet. You didn't do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is Piri V'Rivye. So I'm just starting the mitzvah. I'm not just like when you put in tzitzis, you don't make a brocha, because that's not the Gemara mitzvah. It's the preparation to the mitzvah. You build a sukkah, you also don't make a brocha. That's not the mitzvah is to live in a sukkah. The mitzvah is to wear tzitzis. The mitzvah is to have children. This is only a preparation for that. So you don't make a brocha now. The Mordechai, good, by the Nesuin. Now already we're up to the Gemara Mitzvah. Let's make a broche. So the Mordechai, who says they'll have children? Maybe they won't have children. How can we make a broche? That's what the Mordechai says. Al Koponim, from the Mordechai, we see that the Kasha that we yes is L'Cheira good Kasha. I mean, the Mordechai understood that the Tachlus of Ishus is Piri V'Rivye. Let's make a brocha b'shas Teiris, and let's make a brocha b'shas Nesuin in the whole territory. Maybe there won't be Piri V'Rivye. So Mamela, we can't make a brocha. But Al Kaponim, that's the Tachlus. So Dach Sechmir, the Ri does not hold like the Mordechai. There's a Rosh in Ksubis that also asks the Kasha, because there's a modna brocha we make by the Eiris and the Psazag and Samaise, Shalos Alona Sarusis, Vitzalona Sanasuis, Lona. You don't make such brochas by any other mitzvah, so Psalmere de Kazach. So the Rosh says, well, there's really no mitzvah over here. Als mitzvahs Piri V'Rivye, I have a Pilagish also, you don't need issues for Piri V'Rivye. And if you have already children, so there's no mitzvah to marry an isha. That means the mitzvah of Piri V'Rivye, that is not the tachlis of Eiris and Nisuin. So memela, so therefore there's no bichas mitzvah, so it's a bichas shvach. That's what the Rosh says. So it would seem the Ri Bach may learn like the Rosh. So memela, the Ri differentiated by Yibum. That is the tachlis. No hokim lochem shame. There's no two ways about it. Here, Piri V'Rivye. Can have a pilegish, I can have children already. So the issues is not dependent, the tachlis of issues is not dafke Piri V'Rivye. So memela, so that's why. So that's what the Gemara is saying. If she's a cook of a medes labia, that's the whole mechuvin of this issue. So memela, then be sufficient to create the kinyan. This could be the kinyan of what the whole tachlis of this issue is. Mashenke by eishes, since it's lab davke the tachlis of the issue, so memela could be. You need another ma'isa kinyan. That's how the relearn shot. Verab Elozer Mishasna Pirish, Shekain Zekuke by Medis. A different shot. And this seems Rashi also learned like this. Shebi Yezu Eina Oise Ela Goymeres Kedushe Ish. Not that it's a svore that it could be easy kind. This Bia is a Gmar. That means we're up to step two already, stage two. There already is an issues from before. the ishes of the mace already transferred already to the yavam. There's a partial ishes already. We just have to be goymer that ishes. Ela goymeres kedusha rishin umishim the ashken and bia goymeres loynemer shatikna trilas kinyan. That means here the bia that works. It's very difficult to be goymer yavam. You're right. Kesem does not nothing else. About al kaponim, but they say so. Bia helps. So bia shall. Yeah, Bia helps, but Bia is only a Gemar Kinyan. Bia is not a Scholos HaKinyan. So you can't learn out from Yevamah. We cannot at all learn out from Yevamah. There is a, I just would like to mention, there's a third Mahalach in Rishayim. It's Rabbeinu Tam and Yevamis that learn Gor Ananda Reb Shat, that the terrace of the Gemara is that the Bia of a Yevama Bechal is not a Maisa Kinyin. It's a Isha Hikta Loimin HaShamayim. Now there's a mitzvah of Yevama Yavilel. He does his mitzvah, his Isha Hikta Loimin HaShamayim. But Napshat is that this is it. Hamsachel Balkolcho. That means so in Hilchis Kinyonim, and Hilchis Kinyan, we don't have such a thing. But so it's not a Kinyan over here. He is a mitzvah, Yevama Yavo Yaleo, and he does his mitzvah, and the Torah made him a wife. So you can't learn out that, you can't learn out Bechlal, that there's a Kinyan beer. By Yevama, there's no Kinyan beer whatsoever. It's not a Kinyan beer. There's a mitzvah, Yevama Yavo Yaleo. So that's a third Mahalach in this Gemara.